Mastering the negative. Only you have the power to turn your life around. I still recall one very clear episode in my past. I was in primary 3, a 9-year-old petite little girl. My mother was called to school to pick up my end-of-year report book. My teacher, I still recall his name, but I shall protect his dignity and not mention it here, said 6 words to my mom, and at the end of the parent-teacher conference, it was still embedded in my heart up till today. And the words kept lingering in my head till it got embedded in my heart. The 6 words were, "Your daughter is a slow coach." I still recall his voice as I penned this down. The truth is, am I really slow? And if I am, so what? Have you heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race? It is easier said than done, you must say. Indeed, it was not easy to erase that awful embedded belief system. However, few years back, as I began my entrepreneurial journey, I spotted an awesome and inspiring role model, Sir Richard Branson. I always followed and read articles on the web about him and always pray I will get a chance to meet him one day. There was once I read about Sir Richard Branson being dyslexic. As I was reading the article, it triggered what my teacher had said to me many years ago. As I continued reading the article, I realized that what my teacher had said might have been true or maybe even not. But now, at this present moment, it is not useful and I am not what I used to be. Even if I was still the same, I know I have the power and capability to make a change. The point is, do I want to make a change and step up? Also, the best gift I have learned is to see your weakness as a blessing and to help others, as quoted beautifully by Sir Richard Branson himself. He said, "Being dyslexic can actually help in the outside world. I see some things clearer than other people do because I have to simplify things to help me, and that has helped others." And more famous celebrities are coming forward and admitting they have forms of specific learning difficulties. Example, dyslexia, dysgraphia, ADHD, and dyscalculia. It is all right. We are unique individuals and have been created to complement one another in one way or another. It is not where you are, but who you aspire to be.